Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking about Rex Huerman on this segment with retired FBI and Chief of Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek, as we delve into this area of the case. What's your thoughts on the attorney, John Ray, who's representing some of the Gilgo Beach murder victims, expressing concerns about her, in his words, conning the public with the GoFundMe that is out there? Now, it should be noted it was not initially set up by her, but she is certainly receiving funds from it, and it's been going up quite substantially. His point being that they have wealth, they have money. They may not appear to, but he believes they're worth quite a bit and have property in multiple states. Is it appropriate to have a GoFundMe when you do have resources at your disposal right now?
That's a good question about the resources at her disposal, because I did hear, again, I don't know whether it's fact or fiction, did hear that since she's covered under his medical, and I think he's losing his medical because of this.
Yeah.
And so with her cancer treatments, she might lose that and her medical capabilities to take care of that. And I don't know what the government sees from him either, even though they do have money. Was it in her name? Is she joined? You know, so I think there's a lot of admin and logistics kind of things. Now, that's the realism side. Who knows about the GoFundMe? A lot of people set these things up in the names of others just to make money and bilk people out of money. So
sure.
Who knows on that? But the potential need for it, I do think there is a potential need for it if she indeed still needs medical coverage and it's not there for her.
Sure. In that aspect, I totally understand. Are we in a place where we're way too quick in society to try and put a Band-Aid on a huge problem or try and make people feel better with things like GoFundMe? Are they used too much? And in some cases, you know, emotion plays a big deal in, I'm going to look at this poor family, look at what they've gone through. I want to give them some money and it'll make me feel good about doing that. And hopefully it helps them. But I would have legitimate concerns about where it's going. I mean, there's not a lot of oversight to it once it's there. And I would also have concerns about their $80-some thousand tax levy that's against them that needs to be paid off. I would be wondering if some of this GoFundMe money, once it hits an account, is going to be taken by the government to pay off Huerman's tax bill.
Totally agree with you on two points there. One, I'm a pilot, and one of the things we say in aviation is there's no emergency takeoffs, because every emergency takeoff will create an emergency landing, guaranteed. And so you'd never have to rush to make a decision to do something in most cases. And this is definitely one of them, as you highlighted. And the second part of that, I also totally agree with. People have an incessant need, and it's a human condition of ours, of wanting to be connected, want to be compassionate, want to tout that as not just as a altruism, but also for their own ego and vanity, that they're able to make a connection and do these things. Anytime there's a tragedy, whether group or individual, a lot of people will come out to try to make those connections, both from a personal standpoint as well as a greater standpoint. So yeah, you're right. And without proper controls in there, or knowing where it's going, or even who organized it, a lot of fraud can take effect. So
yeah,
who knows what's going on.
To each their own. If someone wants to contribute, that's obviously up to them. I would just say there seems to be a lot of, at least maybe not stop signs, but yield signs on this, where it's like, until we know a little bit more about where exactly this is going and why, I don't know. I would be a little bit concerned about exactly how that would all be handled.
Just one thing to interject on that one. I totally agree. So a lot of times I'm asked about deception indicators and is someone lying, and which you can very rarely tell. You know, if people could really be good at detecting deception, people would stop asking about, can you detect deception? But things that you can do to really slow things down, or at least put, like you said, put your brakes on, that's what triggered my memory on this one, is when you don't have a lot of clarity, you should be able to see clarity and transparency when these things pop up. And if you don't get them, that's when you got to slow down and say, whoa, hey, you know, if this is on the up and up, I should be able to have my questions answered quickly, efficiently, and transparently, so that I no longer have questions. And if we're sitting here still having questions on who, what, where, when, and how with the money and the GoFundMe, that's a flag. And generally, where you have one flag, you'll probably find two or three.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.